Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo!
We got Rick Bucher coming up in about 20 minutes. Some phenomenal stuff from him. What's the best path in the playoffs for the Lakers? Are the Nets for real? How far can you trust them? Why does Russell Westbrook get all kinds of hate when all Steph Curry does is get love? Plus, is everybody sleeping on the Clippers?
Yes, 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 they are.
But a big story today. We just did the story about Zach Wilson's mom, who put this crazy post on Instagram a day ago about a trip to Walt Disney World in which she was using crazy words and insulting people. It never plays well. And I'll tell you this right now, and I'll tell you this for the rest of my life. Whenever an athlete's parents get involved in a story, it's usually not a good thing. And to wit, now we have Tom Brady's dad, who got involved in a really big story today, did a very special guest appearance on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Now, this was not something that was really planned ahead of time, but Tom Brady's dad decided, hey, saw the way the NFL schedule came out yesterday, and clearly week one, we spent a lot of time talking about Tampa Bay and Dallas, but week four really is the game of the year in the NFL. It's Brady's return to Foxborough to play the Patriots. So Tom Brady Sr. goes on The Sports Hub today and says, oh, yeah, this game, week four, yeah, I can't wait for it because we're going to roll.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time.
I'm salivating. We're going to be 4-0 when we come up here and win this game.
I like the confidence. Yeah. It's good.
I also like the fact he sounds a little bit like Brady, right? Can't you hear a little bit in the voice?
Sure.
A little bit in the voice there of him? Obviously, he's older. And, you know, Brady kind of has that voice where he kind of talks like he always has a smile on his face, even when he's upset. Like, he's figured that out. Like, every time he says something, he seems like he's got the biggest smile on his face.
No, it's a good move.
But here's his dad saying, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to come up there. We're going to be 4-0. You heard the guys in the sports. I'm like, whoa, dude, come on, man. You're on the air in Boston. But that's not enough. Tom Brady's dad gets a little lost here in his explanation for who he's rooting for, but then finishes with a flourish, basically saying, this game isn't going to be close. Take a listen.
Coming back home to Boston, you know, it's our second home here. And the Patriots are our second favorite team. It's a game where we get to root for against nobody. We get to root for the Patriots. But our most favorite team, of course, is the Buccaneers. And so we expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly.
We expect to, like, he's a coach. We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly. I mean, I've been looking at film. I've been watching the All-22s and this. Listen, we're going to win this game quite handily. Just so you know, we expect it. I've been talking to Bruce Arians and a bunch of the coaches and some of the players. Gronk, we all expect to win this game handily.
Just love the, you got full circle there. It started as I'm salivating. I can't wait to come kick their ass. And then it became it's our second home. I mean, you almost want to cue the violins behind him. I mean, there's really no loser here. I mean, because we will cheer for our favorite team, and they'll beat our second favorite team. It's all good. But, yeah, I can't wait to hang 50 on them, is basically how he comes back in the end. You know, I can't wait to beat him up. So it's fun, though. I mean, this is just in contrast to where families go wrong, right?
Where
your quarterback and his mom and the potential – the potential for things to go wrong, right? This this Instagram post from Zach Wilson's mom, not the greatest, but it could have been a million times worse. Because if you read a couple of the headlines before you actually either viewed the video or you read a transcript, you probably cringed a little bit and got a little worried for the guy. And in the end, it's not the greatest look, but it's whatever, pretty much benign. But then you have this. Yeah, I'm just driving on the road. I figure I'd call in. Let's go. I have the hotline number, and so now I'm going to call you, just like we're back home. And just being fired up, back in his guy, and then realizing who he was on the phone with, and suddenly just softened everything. We're going to kick your ass, and we're coming home, and it's the Slam This Sucker Down Tour Part 2 after we won the Super Bowl. But you know what? You know, you're our second favorite team. So yeah. It's good. You know, we don't really have to cheer against anybody. And then he finished strongly again. It was almost as if, you know, another family member looked at him and go, "You're going soft, old man. What are you doing?" Or Tom was staring him down going, "Really, Dad? They're our second favorite team. Really?"
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this much. Brady actually piggybacks on it by, you know, after his dad does the interview and then puts out on social media a tweet that says, "When your high school friends meet your college friends." Which, hey, anybody that goes away to college and basically it's, hey, I've outgrown my high school friends and I'm going to, now I have my college friends who are more worldly and smart. I mean, that's a dig. That's a complete dig at your high school friends. Nobody, my high school friends are great. No, it's always, hey, your college friends, they're the ones that, listen, I was forced to go to school with you because of geography. But now, hey, here I go in. And when I go to college, I'm meeting my really true friends. Look, I'll tell you this much. The Brady family and the Bucks want this. I don't think they're going to like the result. I'm going to make my first pick of a game this season.
Look at that.
I
will first take the of Patriots. 272.
I'll pick it right now. I'm picking a week four game. I will take
we
the
get
Patriots
to celebrate
in the return. I mean, I know we're celebrating one of 250. Well, more than that.
One of 272
one of now,
272 baby. Now.
Yes, one of 272.
Yeah. It's all working out for Harmon now. Keep going.
I get how motivated Brady's going to be. The hate they have for the Patriots is so evident. This is like five Emperor Palpatines thrown together. The hate they have that they want to beat Belichick and the Patriots. I get it. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a visit to this. It's going to be a visit to a team that now the head coach who wants to beat you just as bad, but is just not as public about it, who has found a way throughout his career to slow down quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks in the game. Watch what he does. The Patriots got better in the offseason. The Buccaneers stayed the same, right? The Buccaneers brought the band back together. Winning the Super Bowl is fine, right? But you don't get better when you bring back the same players and you're bringing back guys. You're just hoping to get one more year out of Gronk, one more year out of Antonio Brown. That generally doesn't portend to, hey, we're going to have great results. But I have more confidence in Belichick coming in and slowing down Tom Brady than I do in Brady coming in and throwing the ball all over the field on the Patriots. All right, this is what Belichick's done throughout his career. He wants nothing more than to stop Brady. This is a dangerous game for the Buccaneers because, look, Brady's a guy that we know couldn't throw the deep ball the end of last year, right? Couldn't throw it. It was a really big deal, but nobody could take advantage of it. You think Bill Belichick's not going to find a way to be able to slow down Brady? He could be the team that provides the blueprint to shutting down Tom Brady and beating the Bucks, and he's going to show that week four. It's a dangerous game for Tom Brady because that team could get exposed because Belichick's the guy to do it. I guarantee he's looking at film already for this game. I will take Belichick in the Brady's return. Belichick wins, and at the end of the game, they kind of just wave to each other as they're both leaving the field. That's what happens, and that's how this game goes. The Patriots win this on the field. I know the spread right now is 3.5, yeah. But I will take you can take the points. I don't need the points. The Patriots win this game on the field.
Yes, let the hate in your heart out. It's a beautiful thing. No, look, it's a game we look forward to come week four. And if these guys are going to keep chirping on sports talk radio and social media, all the better for us. Look, if you got to know how to promote your game. Because it's one of many. I mean, you got the Sam Darnold game right off the jump for you.
Oh, yeah.
That'll have your attention. and your attention alone. But for this one, I mean, look, if you can get the guys to start being hype machines, particularly a guy like Brady, who for all those years just kind of smiled and nodded, you knew was a lot going on in that mind that he wanted to say, that he wanted to grab the microphone and just start barking like he was a WWE performer. And now he gets the opportunity to do so. With a guy who was once the 24/7 champion. And yes, they draft. Look, they were able to draft for depth. They've got a good young offensive line, a couple of young players at skill positions, and now a quarterback that's going to work with them in Trask. I don't know. I think it's set up for success, and obviously we know over the course of a season, a lot of injuries. I just hope we get to week four where whomever starts, whether it's Cam or Mac Jones, nobody's been deposed, nobody's gotten hurt, COVID has left the building, mm-hmm. and we could just get to week four in full health and just say, let's settle it on the field. Bill Belichick and his dog, who you know is watching film tape with him right now. He's watching the film against
and Brady.
Brady's
and dad is
Bruce
doing
Arians.
The Fortnite hype dance, getting ready, doing the hype.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, want to
damn
see
right.
this game ready. Be careful what you ask for, you know, because you're going to get it. Watch out. This is not Tom Brady at 32, 33. This is Tom Brady at 43. Watch what Bill Belichick does because he's done it his entire career. You don't want this game. I'm telling you, you don't want this game.
Brady's dad's got to pace himself, man. It's May. Come on.
Well, we're gonna preview this game every day for the next 6 months. Yeah, May, June, July. For the next 4 months, we're going to preview this
every
day.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good. We'll update it with injuries and hydration levels and everything else.
Hydration levels. I don't think Antonio Brown drank a lot of water today, so, hey, he might not be ready to go week four, what we think.
Hydration and amino acids, maybe the key.
Let's check the amino acid level of the Bucs offensive line. Oh, it's below what it needs to be. This is going to be a 42-3 game. They're going to get destroyed. Twitter and How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. You laugh, but some amino acid breakdown. I like that. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Trust me, Brady, you don't want this. It's not going to go well.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
And great stuff NBA-wise tonight. Thanks again to Rick Bucher for stopping by. We've had great conversation, strong stuff on the Lakers, Clippers, on the Nets, Westbrook, Clippers and the Bucks. Watch out, man. Watch out. But there's a big change in how you're going to view the NBA playoffs the rest of the way and after that, because before the games began tonight, Chris Webber was let go from the NBA on TNT. He had been with NBA and TNT since 2008. So he's had a 13-year run. And, you know, it was weird to not hear that he's going to be next to Marv Albert doing games anymore, not in the studio when he's there. They let Chris Webber go. And while this story is not so shocking, if you've paid attention, you thought that maybe there could be something going on. He didn't do the college basketball coverage. So you thought, okay, maybe something's going on there. You know, it's part of a bigger point with the NBA on TNT. And watching it now, it's clearly not the same show it used to be. It was the gold standard for so long on this is how you do a studio show. It was the best studio show in the business, and it wasn't close. The chemistry that EJ had with Kenny and with Charles, and then you weave Shaq in, and it was just such a great, great way to do it. And new people would come in and out and weave it, and it would be great. But now I watch it, and it's kind of like when you were watching a sitcom at the end of its run, like Cheers or Friends, where the last couple of seasons, like, you know, when they're in year 12 or year 13,
sure.
It's not as funny, but you laugh anyway because you like the characters. And meanwhile, it's not written nearly as funny as it used to be, but you know the characters so well, you laugh.
That familiarity, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of what NBA on TNT is right now, because you watch it. It is not the same show. The best way to describe it is it's like, you know they none of them want to really work very hard, right? Charles Barkley has said it. Shaquille O'Neal has said it. It's like they just decide we're showing up, and what do you want to talk about the next 5 minutes? I don't know. We'll talk about the Jazz, or we'll talk about this. How hard are they working? Like, are they talking to people? Are they talking to people around the league, or are they just showing up to shoot the breeze? And this is when you get sloppy and you get lazy, and Shaquille O'Neal says things like, Zach Randolph is playing great for the Knicks. I mean, whether or not that was meant to be, he meant to say that
tongue
or not.
Cheek.
Yeah, it's just part of the show now. It's like, what's really gaining attention? Is it really the same show? It's not. I guarantee if you look back even 2 years ago to Inside the NBA and NBA on TNT and you watch what it was compared to now, you would say, wow, it's completely different. Because now I feel like the guys are just showing up. And they're showing up and they're just talking about the NBA and hoping maybe somebody says something a little bit controversial and then that's what it is. It's just not the same care. It just feels like it's a show where people show up and do it right now.
Well, and that's you get to that level of comfort. Maybe part of what transpired here with Weber. The only thing we know is not together any longer and wasn't part of the NCAA tournament coverage. Evidently kind of begged off last minute is what one of the reports was. So also Reggie Miller is one who his future being questioned at this juncture. And if you look online, well, the two are linked together in many, many tweets about this circumstance. And part of it is maybe you've run your course, right? Maybe low ball in terms of contract. Like, we kind of want you here, but not necessarily. You don't know what Marv's longevity is, right? Marv's not a young man anymore, and you certainly caught some of that on the broadcast as well. And when you start hitting this point, Jason, you've got a lot of these players that nobody knows them as players anymore, right? Kenny Smith was a guy that was a hell of a guard. Most people don't know that he played basketball, except when they actually, you know, reference, you know, those Houston teams. Charles Barkley's been a personality so long. Shaq, an actor. Look, he was acting, and he Kazam is a classic, and we celebrate blue chips on this program like no other. But, you know, grown-ups and everything else, people know him as the, you know, pitch man more than anything, and the mogul. I mean, the guy's empire is ridiculous. I need the book on everything and then the meetings and structure for what he decides to take on. But Chris Webber, again, another guy, it's been, what, 15 years since he's played. So at some point, you've got to try to start bringing in the next evolution of players, guys that fans would instantly recognize, especially if you're trying to cater to a younger audience, which the NBA, we know, that's the push. And for most, it's we got to get them in young, because then as they earn more money, they'll be more likely to give it back to us, right? So same thing here, and I think that's part of the transition.
Yeah, I think, but it also doesn't need to be a transition. It's a transition if you guys are done. You know, like I say, listen, if you guys are done talking about basketball and done, then somebody else needs to come in. But if you guys can actually, you know, work a little bit harder at things, well, hey, we can keep this run going as long as we can. But that's where this show is right now, is that everybody on the show is just, yeah, we're just kind of showing up doing things.
Well, and but that's just done, it. If it's still drawing ratings, done, though. Right, but if it's still drawing ratings and getting the yucks and the headlines, then, you know, it may not appeal to you, but to the masses and to the suits. Hey, don't fix what ain't broken.
But is it still really appealing, or is it just, hey, once in a while we get a Twitter-worthy moment?
That's,
you know, I think that's kind of where it is.
That's a very fair question. Oof. Since we're normally on air during the entirety of it, all I'm doing is watching guys, you know, make little arm gestures and chuckle a bunch. And I'm assuming whatever they said was funny. But the subtitles do me wrong.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, download our Best Of podcast in a few minutes on iTunes. Subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever. Ben Maller's coming up next. Knicks, yo.